This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by ProPax with NT-Factor, a complete vitamin and mineral formula. NT-Factor is the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age, illness, or just being run down. NT-Factor repairs damaged cells, restores healthy bacteria in your digestive tract. Clinical trials have shown NT-Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging. I've been taking NT-Factor for years, and now the 45-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. To order, call 800-982-9158, that's 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com, that's ntfactor.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. 877-726-8255. Lots to discuss this hour. We're going to talk about the five exercises that can help you ward off weight gain, even if you have, quote, obesity genes, and a new role for dietary choline. 877-726-8255 is our number. You can call us this hour. We're welcoming your questions. And that number, by the way, available 24/7 for recording questions, a new way to get through to us on weekends. Radio program at AOL.com is our email address for questions that we take up during our weekly Q&A with Layla. So utilize that as another way of getting your questions to us. Lots of ways to pose questions on Intelligent Medicine. Have you ever wondered why you feel so listless when you're recovering from an illness? I had a summer cold a couple of weeks ago, and I was just flat out exhausted. All desire to exercise went away, and it was paradoxical because the weather was great, and I was, you know, in my mind, I was sort of tempted to get on the bike or, you know, bang out some running, but my body felt exhausted and I was demotivated. So there's an article in the journal Trends in Cognitive Sciences that finally explains why it is that when we're ill, we feel so low. The research was done at Emory University, and it has to do with a brain neurotransmitter called dopamine. Dopamine is something that's essential to reward and motivation. And when dopamine is low, we tend to feel draggy and we lack motivation to do anything. So the hypothesis behind this research is that when you have an infection or an injury, the body needs more energy to heal. And so to ensure that the energy is available, the brain has mechanisms that force us to rest. And that's precisely what happened to me a couple of weeks ago. It was enforced rest. The spirit was willing, but the body just wasn't there to do it. So the theory is that the brain uses an adaptive technique to reduce the natural drive to perform other tasks, which could drain away the energy needed for healing. It's part of the body's economy. If you're using up your energy for healing a wound or an injury. By the way, the same thing happened to me a few years back, I recall, when I broke my hip. I just lost any motivation to do anything. My usual desire to get retail therapy, to go shopping and look at new ties or new shirts, it was gone for several months. And when I knew that I'd really healed is when I decided to go out there and go to a men's store and refresh my wardrobe. But for a while, the desire for shopping, which is really a dopamine-induced activity, its motivation and reward, was dramatically curtailed. That's while I was healing my hip fracture that occurred in 2006. So according to the new study, the mechanism is immune-mediated disruption of the dopamine pathway, which reduces dopamine release, and this drains you of motivation to do stuff, which forces you to conserve energy for use for resolving inflammation and repairing the body. It's amazing how the body works. And this has to do with cytokines. Cytokines are messengers of inflammation that are sent out. And when you feel kind of cytokine-y, you just don't feel like doing anything. And this may be at the root of many disorders. Depression, which we now think of as at least in part an inflammatory disorder, and also conditions like fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue syndrome. It may be the people who suffer from these conditions they're stuck in a chronic inflammatory state, a chronic repair state, in which their motivation is drained. They suffer from fatigue and depression, and any kind of exertion puts them behind the eight ball, and they feel exhausted and debilitated. Very interesting research, hopefully will lead to better ways to cope with this immune-mediated dopamine depletion. 877-726-8255 is our number. There's a new emphasis on dietary choline, phosphatidylcholine, and products like citicoline and phosphatidylserine. These are targeted to the brain, and it is thought that they may be helpful for fending off cognitive decline. Well, in this research, higher phosphatidylcholine intake through diet was associated with lower rates of dementia and improved cognitive functioning in aging men. The research from the University of Eastern Finland is the first to observe that dietary intake of phosphatidylcholine is associated with a reduced risk of dementia. I'm sorry, but this is not the first time that phosphatidylcholine has been proposed as a treatment for dementia. We've been using it in nutritional medicine for decades. But the new research does support the connection between phosphatidylcholine and enhanced cognitive performance. And of interest, I'm now using genetic testing to determine which of my patients are most likely to require more dietary choline. There are pathways that are genetically determined that are associated with a greater or lesser requirement for choline. And if you have one of these genetic variations, it's likely that phosphatidylcholine will support your brain function, improve production of neurotransmitters like acetylcholine, which is essential for memory and cognitive performance, and that phosphatidylcholine or citicoline, or one of the various forms that deliver choline directly across the blood-brain barrier, will make a difference in terms of your cognitive performance. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number. We'll be taking your phone calls in just a moment. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Many of us wonder sometimes what's going on with our brains, like when we can't recall a name that should be totally familiar to us or forget why we went into the kitchen. these worries take on a little more weight as we grow older. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Brain Health Protocol, my personal supplement recommendations to slow cognitive decline and enhance memory and mental performance. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com. In addition to the Brain Health Protocol, you'll find easy-to-follow links for my Supplement Starter Kit, Heart Health Protocol, and much more. These protocols are an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the Intelligent Medicine lifestyle. And for a limited time, you'll get free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com.
Whether you are getting ready for a once-in-a-lifetime vacation, flying to a business meeting, or just visiting friends, don't risk ruining your trip by neglecting to protect your digestive health. Pack award-winning Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, one of the best lines of defense against traveler's tummy. Dr. O'Hara's convenient blister packs are portable and never need to be refrigerated, perfect for traveling. A worldwide leader in probiotics for over 30 years, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is a superior formulation that enhances immunity and digestion to help reduce the risk of getting sick while traveling. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is a fermentation of 12 strains of live probiotic bacteria with wholesome super fruits and vegetables producing Dr. O'Hara's trademarked postbiotic metabolites, so restorative to gut health. Stay healthy while traveling, and remember to pack your probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at fine natural health retailers nationwide, also available online. Discover the Dr. O'Hara's difference.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. 877-726-8255 is the number. We have a call from Larry in Brooklyn, New York. Hey, Larry.
Hey, Dr. Hoffman. I'm Larry. I always write to you and Layla about how the doctor has been trying to push statins on me for the last few years.
Yep.
And I've always refused, you know?
Yep.
Well, guess what? I recently found on a CT scan, he found a big piece of plaque in the artery that goes from my aorta into my abdomen.
Okay, so this is what's called, you know, the abdominal aorta, the largest blood vessel in the body. And, okay, so when you say big piece of plaque, how do they quantify that? They said big piece of plaque, they gave you a percentage, blockage, was there an aneurysm? What's the story?
He did use the word aneurysm, which has me all freaked out because he doesn't want me. He doesn't want me to exercise until further tests are done. And I guess they want to see if I have plaque in other parts of the body.
Okay, and that is prudent. Okay, you know, as I stated earlier, if you've been listening to the program, the presence of plaque in the aorta is virtually universal. Not quite universal. It's like 2/3 of men. 60% of women between the ages of 45 and 72 have some plaque. Okay, you, however, have something that's a little bit more than just the presence of a little bit of calcification. You have what appears to be an outpocketing of the aorta, a little ballooning out, which could be potentially dangerous. An aneurysm tends to swell. The more it swells, it's just like blowing up a balloon. The more you blow up the balloon, the more it's likely to thin out and burst. And that can be catastrophic. You can actually have a severe hemorrhage. It's called triple A aneurysmal bleed, aortic abdominal aneurysm. And that is something we want to prevent. Okay? And this is on a routine scan, or were they looking for that?
They found it by accident from a chest scan.
Okay, that's usually the way it's found. I mean, sometimes it can be found on physical exam. If you feel a pulsation in the abdomen or if you hear a whooshing sound, sometimes doctors do further studies to find the aneurysm. Okay, so they picked up on that. All right. So what's the plan? The plan is to do additional tests to see if it's past a certain size. If it's a certain size, they then operate, they patch it up. Also, it would be prudent to see if you have calcification in other parts of your body, if you have it in the carotid arteries, if you have it in the coronary arteries, if you are highly prone to atherosclerosis elsewhere, because an aneurysm isn't always indicative of atherosclerosis, but most of the time it is. Aneurysms can occur because people have weak collagen. There are various disorders that make you more likely to have aneurysms, but usually it's very much associated with atherosclerosis. So this is a warning sign that, yeah, you are at risk.
They said that it's small enough that they'll have to keep an eye on it, which is
right.
Good news.
And that's what they usually do. That's what they usually do. And, but you know, here's the thing. You know, I wouldn't tell you to, you know, bench press 350 pounds, but I also wouldn't discourage you from exercise, because exercise is one of the best ways to prevent the progression of coronary atherosclerosis. So, you know, lest you feel like, oh, my goodness, you know, I'm going to explode here if I, you know, walk the dog around the block or go to the corner to mail a letter, you know, it shouldn't make you into a cripple because of this awareness that you have some risk.
Is there anything I can do diet-wise to help this situation? They offer no solutions. They say it's genetic.
Yeah, fine. Yeah, exactly. There is a tendency for people to have weak or defective collagen that puts you at risk for these aneurysms. So, you know, it would be interesting to look at you and see if you have certain coronary artery risk factors, to see if you know, you've got, you know, adverse ratios, if you have high homocysteine, if you have LP little a, some of these factors might play into this. But, you know, telling you that there's going to be a vitamin or supplement that helps you shrink the aneurysm, I think would be false, because it's a little bit like saying, you know, how do you take socks that are stretched out of shape normalize their elasticity? Once the elasticity has been damaged, it's less likely that a supplement is going to make a difference. I mean, you can take collagen support, fine. Is that going to fix things? It may prevent things from getting worse. But, you know, I can't really tell you that there's a dietary approach that's going to reduce your risk. I mean, you certainly keep your blood pressure under control. That would be good. Optimizing your coronary risk factors, that would be helpful. Do they want you to be on a statin? I'm not sure that that would make a difference. Statins have not been demonstrated necessarily to slow the progression of aneurysms. Yes, atherosclerosis in severe cases can be slowed, but atherosclerosis is not 100% correlated with aneurysm risk. So I'm not sure that that's really the ticket for you. All right, switching gears here. The exercises that ward off weight gain despite obesity genes. Well, of course, jogging will do it. But here are the others that can ward off weight gain despite having obesity genes. They are cycling, stretching exercises, swimming, and something called DDR. No, that's not the East German Republic. It's Dance Dance Revolution. It's a, you know, you ever seen it? It's a kind of game that you play with a computer console that puts you through dance steps, and it's a pretty good workout. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255 for Intelligent Medicine.
Everyone's raving about the newest botanical superstar hitting the store shelves nationwide. Hemp-derived cannabidiol, or CBD, has been receiving a lot of attention for its tremendous promise on human health. Plus, CBD oil by CV Sciences is the trusted brand setting the standards in this newly emerging category of plant-based extracts, offering a variety of hemp-derived CBD oil products that you can count on. In order to make the highest quality CBD oil products available, it is important to manage every step of the supply chain process, from seed to shelf. That's why, from harvesting our EU-certified hemp seeds, to laboratory testing for quality and safety, to producing our exceptional line of products, we are committed to going the extra mile. It is our commitment to you. Join the CBD evolution. Ask your local natural health retailer about Plus CBD oil products by CV Sciences today. Follow us on Facebook and learn more at pluscbdoil.com.
Dance floor is open. Come on, everyone. Let's shake it.
You're young at heart. Let's keep it that way. Stay feeling young with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, designed specifically to help support and strengthen your cardiovascular system as you age. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract was founded on scientific research and has been the subject of more than 800 research studies over the last 45 years, revealing its significant cardiovascular benefits. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract cardiovascular, blood pressure health, cholesterol, and circulation formulas are just a handful of the many Kyolic supplements that can help reduce the major risk factors of heart disease and promote overall heart health. Organically grown, Kyolic Garlic is aged up to 20 months, has no pungent odor, and is gentle on the stomach. Make a resolution today to stay young at heart and keep your cardiovascular system strong for years to come. Get Kyolic today. Available at fine natural health retailers nationwide.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. This study, if true, suggests that I will never become depressed. Headline, people who eat dark chocolate less likely to be depressed. Dark chocolate is a very fundamental accoutrement of my diet. I enjoy dark chocolate, usually 85%, 90% dark chocolate. I have it quite often. I even have it sometimes as a little treat after a late breakfast as part of brunch. And I may have it, well, sometimes a couple of times a day. Eating dark chocolate may positively affect mood and relieve depressive symptoms, according to a University College London led study, looking at whether different types of chocolate are associated with mood disorders. The study was published in a journal called Depression and Anxiety, and it was found that individuals reported eating dark chocolate had a 70% lower odds of reporting clinically relevant depressive symptoms than those who reported not eating chocolate at all. So the question is it causation or is it correlation? Because it just may be that profoundly depressed people lose interest in eating chocolate. But I believe that there really is something to it, because chocolate contains a number of psychoactive ingredients that produce a feeling of euphoria. It's actually similar to the cannabinoids found in marijuana and in hemp. CBD is similar in certain ways to cocoa in terms of its effects on depression. And we'll learn a little bit more about CBD in just a moment, because we're going to do an interview coming up. Dark chocolate has a higher concentration of flavonoids, which are antioxidant chemicals that have been shown to improve inflammatory profiles. And that's important because inflammation may be at the root of depression. Here's one. If you got a young kid, get your kid involved in music lessons, because study shows that music lessons improve children's cognitive skills and academic performance. First large-scale longitudinal study of its type in the Netherlands has found that music lessons significantly enhance children's cognitive abilities. And the research has found that children who received music lessons had significant cognitive improvements compared to all other children in the study. The test scores on inhibition, yeah, that's important, is, you know, keeping things under wraps, you know, impulse control. Planning and verbal intelligence show that those children perform better on tasks when compared with controls. These measures increase significantly in the music groups over time. So get your kid, you know, I mean, look, it's got to be enjoyable. It can't be burdensome, because otherwise you're going to turn your kids off. And finally, this study, one of the big knocks on home birthing is that it's unsafe. Home birthing is unsafe, and you're putting your child at risk, so that's why we go to a hospital, and usually it's not necessary, but we have all the backup necessary to make for a safe birth if something should go wrong. Well, if hospital births were the only way to safely birth children, the human race would not have survived until the present day. So they did some research at McMaster University, which is up in Toronto, I guess. The researchers looked at the safety of home birthing, and they found that, and we have to qualify this, low-risk pregnant women. Because if you're high risk, you got to go to a hospital. If you're older, if you've, there's some breech presentation, preeclampsia, diabetes in the mother, gestational diabetes, that's high risk. But for just routine delivery in healthy young women, those who intend to give birth at home have no increased chance of the baby's perinatal or neonatal death compared with other low-risk women who intend to give birth in a hospital. And in fact, there can be downsides to the hospital because, A, there are infections. B, there's a higher risk that if you go to the hospital, you'll be subjected to something unwanted, like a C-section, when, we should let things proceed the natural way. Home birth is a viable alternative, providing that it's properly supervised by qualified midwives. Midwives certainly should rejoice at the findings of this study. Just do it the old-fashioned way. It can work out just fine. All right. When we return, we're going to take a deep dive on the subject of CBD cannabidiol, and we're going to talk to an expert, Miles Sarril, who is a national educator for CV Sciences, will join us here on Intelligent Medicine. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you know that fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. My preferred fish oil brand is Carlson. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to store. They source only the highest quality deep cold water fish using traditional sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity. I use Carlson myself, recommend it to my patients, and I've included Carlson in the Intelligent Medicine Protocol Starter Kit, available on my website, drhoffman.com. Carlson award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing pills. For more information, go to www.carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research. Among them, two stand out, which help nourish your brain: Protosorb Magnesium and Cogumin SLCP. Protosorb Magnesium features a patented form of magnesium that easily crosses the blood-brain barrier, delivering magnesium directly to your brain. Cogumin SLCP features optimized curcumin, which also allows free curcumin to cross the blood-brain barrier. Protosorb Magnesium and Cogumin SLCP are highly innovative products that help nourish your brain. They're only available from healthcare practitioners, but they're available to you at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Okay, we're going to do a deep dive now on the subject of CBD cannabidiol, which is all the rage these days. Today, our guest is Miles Sarril. He's a CBD oil expert and national educator for one of the largest and most respected CBD oil companies here in the U.S. It's CV Sciences. He's passionate about natural wellness. Miles has always been fascinated by herbalism. He completed a master's in experimental medicine from McGill University and worked as an educator at Cambridge Naturals, and he now serves as one of CV Sciences' educators. He's here to share his passion and expertise on the use of cannabinoids in wellness. Welcome, Miles. It's a pleasure having you on Intelligent Medicine.
Yes, thank you for having me on the show.
Okay, well, we're hearing about CBD everywhere these days. And so, bring us up to date. What are some of the latest findings? I hear there's actually some good studies on CBD in relationship to depression. That's kind of the latest.
There is so much research on cannabidiol. It's really quite incredible, although it is important to note that the majority of research on CBD has mostly been done in animals and in cell culture, sort of helping us understand perhaps the anecdotal experiences that people are finding when they try a product in a supplement form for the first time. I think what is really interesting with CBD is that, you know, CBD from hemp, hemp is still cannabis. Cannabis has gone mainstream, right? You can find this all across the country. You can find it in middle America. And people are experimenting with it and reporting to their friends and neighbors and finding that they're getting relief from issues that perhaps were otherwise beleaguering them that no other supplement or medication could provide help for. And I always wonder, why is that? And when you start to explore the mechanisms of how CBD works, it starts to become clear to me that through understanding how it works in the body, we might understand why it is that somebody might feel better if they're suffering from a mood-related imbalance, such as depression or pain or inflammatory-related issue.
So it seems to have many pathways of action, and that leads to, you know, there's been some blowback in the press. You know, it's too good to be true. How could it be such a panacea for so many things? What's the underlying mechanism?
Well, there are many underlying mechanisms, and I just want to add something before I go into some of those mechanisms. CBD is not a cure for anything. It is not a panacea. What it is good nutrition from multiple axes of our body. And I believe that if we can nurture our body's own adaptogenic healing and normative responses, then people are just going to start to feel better, right? I mean, if you have people, so I'll give you an example. Indiana is the number one state for selling CBD. They sell so much of it there. People like it. Huh. And I can't help but wonder how many people are stuck on corn-fed beef. They have tons of omega-6 in their diet. Their microbiome is messed up because of the Twinkies and the cheeseburger, you know, whatever, right? I'm sort of general.
Middle America. Yeah, it's, right, it's a, right, really the quintessential middle America state.
So then that person takes a CBD product for the first time, and then all of a sudden they're feeling some mental clarity. Maybe they're not in pain as much. And then they exclaim, that's a magic bullet. It's not. It's just nutrition for their endocannabinoid system. So in brief, because it sounds like you've had some conversations about this system already, the endocannabinoid system is pretty recently discovered. We're talking early 90s, which is why most doctors aren't talking about it. But it's a lipid mediator based, mostly neurotransmitter system. You find it in the brain, but you also find it in immune tissues. You find it in the gut. It's within the cell membranes. It comprises lipid mediators such as anandamide, which is an endocannabinoid transmitter.
Which is related to the benefits of cocoa as well, anandamide.
Could be. Well, you find this anandamide compound in cocoa, but I'm not convinced that you absorb it from cocoa. Our body readily makes it from omega-6 fats and ethanolamine, which is a pretty common amine. And when it was discovered in 1992, Dr. Raphael Mechoulam and his team, who discovered the structure of THC in 1964, they thought, well, THC causes bliss. We're going to name anandamide bliss. Sanskrit is ananda, bliss. So it's your bliss molecule. This is what you're producing in meditation or when you're feeling good. And so CBD can actually upregulate that bliss molecule.
So it's inherently anti-inflammatory, too, which sort of puts it in the category of things like curcumin, which is so popular, and fish oil. But with the tweak that it seems to work specifically on the brain and nervous system.
I think that's so when we're talking about CBD or anandamide, actually, these are actually both systemic. And I think that we've really shoehorned the cannabinoids into just the brain because of their association with drug-type cannabis and the experience of psychoactive and psychotoxic effects of cannabis consumption. We really only think of the cannabinoid system in the context of the brain. But when you actually look in the peripheral system, there are studies on CBD reducing inflammation associated with blood sugar in the endothelium. There are studies on repairing the tight junctions in a leaky gut. So it's actually quite impressive.
Right. You know, I'm a doctor. You're an herbalist. I can make medical claims because I use this in my practice. Very helpful for conditions like ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease. Very helpful for my patients with fibromyalgia. Very helpful for my patients with, you know, any type of pain condition. Very helpful for my patients with very refractory insomnia. Sometimes patients who've tried a million things, you know, the melatonin, the 5-HT, valerian, kava, that doesn't work for them. And then they take CBD and it's a breakthrough for them.
Right. And I think that that is because this system, this endocannabinoid system with these cannabinoid receptors expressed almost ubiquitously across the whole body, it's so foundational for our normal body's processing that when we take that CBD product or that hemp product rich in phytocannabinoids, it just resets and nourishes the function of that system. And by the way, to your point, I'm not trying to make a claim that our brand plus CBD oil by CB Sciences is a cure for anything. Again, it's just good nutrition to balancing the system that may control all of these normal physiologic processes.
Well, Miles, there's really a gold rush around this, and there's the products are proliferating. It's insane. I mean, you can walk down the street and you can get a CB-infused drink here in Manhattan. How do you know that you're getting a product that is of the adequate purity and potency that it's going to deliver on the promise of CBD?
It's quite unfortunate, actually. In many cases, you don't know if you are getting this guaranteed potency. The FDA has really done a shoddy job of regulating, if at all, this ingredient. And so what you need to be looking out for if you're interested in trying a CBD product is to find a product that will offer you third-party testing certificates of analysis for every single batch that is manufactured. At Plus CBD Oil, we have a QR code that you can scan and will bring you to all of those certificates of analysis so that you know what you're putting into your body in terms of potency of cannabinoids, to make sure that you're not getting too much THC by accident because some products are adulterated with a little bit extra of that, heavy metal testing, microbes testing, etc.
So you can actually request from the manufacturer, what are the specifications for, you know, the batch that you're holding in your hand in terms of concentration, purity, freedom from adulterants, and so on?
Any reputable company should be able to provide that information.
Okay. A concern, this is summer, and people are traveling. People are traveling across the United States. They're traveling to Europe. There's sort of a polyglot about, you know, like a patchwork quilt of legality around this. In certain places, yeah. Is it legal? Is it not legal? Am I getting busted for carrying this? What's the status?
There are certainly jagged edges when it comes to the legalization of this ingredient. And again, let us be clear. Agricultural hemp is defined as the cannabis sativa plant containing less than 0.3% THC by dry weight. Of course, THC is the cannabinoid in pot, basically, that is responsible for the high. Now, the Farm Bill passed in December of 2018 that removed agricultural hemp from the Controlled Substances Act. It basically made it clear that it is not a drug-type cannabis plant. And as a result of that, the TSA has now said, we are not looking for CBD products. And in fact, as long as it is hemp-derived, that CBD product is fine to fly. However, that might not be the case if you're flying to Canada, for example, because the laws in Canada are that a CBD product is a dispensary cannabis item, not a health food store supplement. So it's going to depend on where you're flying. But basically every state in the United States of America, because that's a, you know, if you're flying and you have to go through TSA, you should not have to worry within this country. Within other countries, check with the consulate.
Okay. How do you know what form to use? Because there are many options. I know that CB Sciences makes Plus CBD oil in capsules, in tinctures. There's different forms. So how do you determine what's right for you? And dosage is a consideration, too.
Dose is absolutely a consideration. I think a lot of people feel as though they want a high dose, especially if they're dealing with a lot of stress or a lot of discomfort. And I honestly recommend start with a low dose. Work your way up. Even if you've tried other brands, start with a low dose. Is that with Plus CBD oil, it's quite bioactive. It appears to be even at lower doses. That being said, we recently came out with a randomized double-blind placebo-controlled trial on our 15-milligram gold formula soft gels.
The CBD gold, which is actually what I often recommend. I personally take a CBD gold capsule prior to bed every night, and you know my sleep is fantastic with it.
That's wonderful. So we just completed this randomized double-blind placebo-controlled trial. It's the first of its kind. It's really exciting for our industry. And we found that compared to placebo, after just this one 15-milligram soft gel once a day, compared to placebo, we saw statistically significant increases in sleep quality and quantity, overall pleasure from life, and interestingly enough, decreases in appetite.
Yeah, so, yeah, hey, that's the interesting thing. It seems to control the munchies as opposed to marijuana. A lot of people think, oh, you know, I'm going to eat like a house on fire, get the munchies like in a Cheech and Chong movie. It actually appears that THC does that, but CBD seems to suppress appetite. I've had several patients confirm that.
Right. And that might be through a number of mechanisms, whether it's controlling cortisol or whether, you know, CBD is actually a slight inhibitor of the cannabinoid 1 receptor to which THC binds. And they're finding that the CB1 receptor promotes the release of the hunger hormone ghrelin. And so maybe CBD is controlling some of that ghrelin response.
Miles, we have a lot more to talk about, but I'd like you to give out the information where people can find out about Plus CBD. What is that? Is there a website or studies published there?
So go to pluscbdoil.com.
Pluscbdoil.com. Hey, Miles, thank you very much for joining us, and we appreciate the work that the folks at CB Sciences are doing to ensure that the public gets the highest quality CBD products. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Thanks for joining us. Check out drhoffman.com for more information on how you can become a more informed listener to Intelligent Medicine. See you next week.